Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue to talk today about Paul's important exhortation to us to test our faith and ask a fundamental question that's crucial for each one of us to be able to answer. Do you not realize that Jesus Christ is in you? And the word realize helps me to realize something too, is not simply to understand, but also have you come to know and to experience the reality of the precious gift that you have been given in Christ if you're baptized into him. If you happen to be listening to the program today and you don't know Christ and you're not baptized, the essence of what it means to be a follower of Jesus, the essence of what it means to be a Christian, is to be in a unique relationship with the living God, with the person of Jesus Christ, who literally walked on this earth and died on a cross to take away the sins of the world, your sins and mine. And he rose from the dead, and he gave to us the gift of the Holy Spirit. I mean, the very life of God poured into a human heart. And that is a living person, or a dwelling in our hearts and giving us power and capacity to live differently, and a new optic through which we can see ourselves, a lens that's not colored by our own frailties and weaknesses and the pain that we carry in life and the confusion and the angst that's in this world and the rage and the anger and the isolation and all the things that people experience and seem to be experiencing it in a heightened way, and like the division and anger that we feel in our culture that's in us. How is it possible to live in peace with a sense of real identity and to know love deep in the core of our being? That comes from this gift, which is given to anyone who wants to receive it and come to Jesus and to say, Jesus, I want the love that was in your heart. I want to know the love, and I want to be freed from the habits of my mind and heart that are destructive, painful, the sins that I engage in, the ways I refuse to follow even my own conscience. And I want to live differently. I want a new reality, but I can't make it happen on my own. And so St. Paul realizes that even for someone who's baptized, that if they're not living with Christ in that baptism, and they're not examining themselves. Paul says, examine yourself. This is from 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. See whether you are holding to your faith. That is, not only holding to the truths of the faith, which is central, extremely important, the facts of Jesus' salvation, the reality of what he's actually accomplished. But Paul wants to go deeper. He says, test yourselves. He said, not only are you carrying this information in your head? But he says, do you not realize that Christ is in you? He'll say at another point that this is the ground and the source of all hope. Hope is that confident expectation of the ultimate fulfillment of our lives, that despite what might be happening to us on this earth, that our life is headed toward fulfillment. What we talked about yesterday, Paul's realization in Ephesians chapter 3, the great prayer that he prays on our behalf, is related to the same heart cry I think he had for 2 Corinthians, that the brothers and sisters who are baptized would literally pursue Christ with the grace and help of the Holy Spirit, who would give them a new power and a new capacity to live a new way of life and to acquire a fresh, new, spiritual way of thinking that would free them, that would lead to genuine freedom, genuine internal peace, a new capacity to love, and to even do something as radical as Jesus commands us to do, is to love those who hate us. Can you see with the rage that's happening in our culture, the political divisions, the stoking up of division that's happening by leaders, the mobs that emerge, and do you see the faces, the anger, the rage, and the rest of it that's there? That's the power of the world. That's a heart that's living in terror and fear and anger, and many people wounded and afraid. They're so afraid they don't know what to do. And so they act out as if by force or violence or anger or rage, somehow it's going to fix something. It won't. The steady building of this division and angst in the culture and the promotion of this by leaders is a sign that people need help, right? Politics can't answer what they're crying out for. They think it can. No politician has the answer for the rage and anger that's at the core of what we see unfolding in our culture. Because at the bottom of it is deep alienation, fear, the power of sin, carrying wounds and fear, wounds from the past that have led people to just live in the grip of sometimes irrational fear. And the answer to it is love, is forgiveness, is the power of God. It's what St. Paul talks about here in Ephesians chapter 3. Paul's praying. He says that by the riches of the glory of God. Remember now, Jesus became one of us. He humbled himself so that he could fully identify with our experience. And from us, from being human, he gives to God what belongs to God. The obedience, the trust, the surrender. And he didn't surrender to the rage and the hatred and the violence that was in the world. And the very rage and hate and violence that came upon him. And he literally had a power to love those who hated him. That love was the dominant reality in his heart. To will the good of every single person, even those who denied him, those who crucified him, those who betrayed him, those who lied about him, who trumped up charges against him, the religious leaders who were supposed to be the ones who ultimately would lead the people of Israel to receive him as Messiah. He took on the full rage of the world. And if you don't believe that, just take some time to sit before a crucifix and meditate and ask the question, what happened when that man died? What's going on there on the cross? Why is he bleeding and broken? This good man, this God man, this love itself. Why did we crucify love? Why did we reject it? Why did we silence the voice of perfect truth and perfect love? What's the matter with us? It reveals something that we all have to see about the true condition of the human heart. That rage against God, that rejection really of God's love, because God's love comes with God's truth and the reality that Jesus is Lord and God is the Father of all of us, and that our identity and our hope and our life can only be found in aligning ourselves totally with God's purpose for us. And that's something we don't want. We want to be, as I've said many, many times in this program, we want self-design. We want to be the designer and the master of our own existence. And so the cross reveals to us the sin-sick condition of the human heart. And St. Paul, who experienced the transformation in his own heart, he didn't even know he was sick. He thought he was at the top of his game as a top-of-the-line Pharisee of his time. He thought he was perfect in righteousness, and he was doing everything he was supposed to do. And he was fulfilling the law in his mind. But he didn't realize how much love is at the center of the law. And he didn't understand the nature of love until he encountered Jesus, until he encountered Jesus' forgiveness. He saw love. The Holy Spirit helped him see and understand, and he tasted the glory that belongs to Jesus, which is he passed from death to life, and now in his humanity, he's dwelling with the Father in heaven in and all power and glory and majesty belong to him. And Paul was captivated by the beauty of Jesus, and he saw the Lord and the glory of the Lord, in whom is all power, authority, and might. He fell to the ground in awe. He trembled in awe. He touched the holiness of God, but he wasn't condemned. He was amazed at God's love, at the tender love of Jesus, in the midst of Jesus' correction of St. Paul and calling him to the purpose for which he was made. So again, this Ephesians chapter 3, I'm reading it again today because it's this one we could probably just work with these verses for a month to let them sink into each one of our minds and hearts. And he said, he's praying that God and Jesus and God the Father and their glory together would strengthen us with might through his Spirit in the inner man. I mean, friends, you know, because you're human, what it's like to carry guilt and shame and condemnation and self-rejection and wounding in our lives. Alienation, discouragement, depression, all these realities that we experience, pride, envy, jealousy, rivalry, conceit, all of this, the kind of things Jesus said are really in every human heart. That's a heavy load to carry. And Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Jesus, the yoke, the weight, he said, let me give you what belongs to me. Jesus' eternal existence and absolute freedom. He said, I'm coming to take away your sin and the heavy weight of your sin. Whatever it is, if it's pride, if it's envy, it's jealousy, whatever's there, lusts. He doesn't come to condemn. He comes to set us free. And to know that Christ dwells in you is crucial, because it gives you hope. It gives us hope that the burden I'm carrying can actually be transferred to him. He's coming to take it away. And he wants us to learn to live under the gaze of a loving Father. You know, just as God the Father said at crucial times in Jesus' life, you know, just before he went into the desert to take on the devil in this great temptation, and I think it was at Mount Tabor, shortly before he was going to go to Calvary, God the Father said, this is my beloved Son. And the knowledge of Jesus being the beloved, just flat out totally loved by God, not earned, but simply loved. That knowledge gave Jesus the strength to endure every crisis, every challenge, whatever the world threw at him, and ultimately even the crucifixion and ultimate rejection and even betrayal by some of his best friends. That love strengthened Jesus to love God the Father. And that's the core and the center and the bond and the secret to Jesus' life. And that's what he's giving us. If we live in it, we dwell in it, we receive it, and we walk in it. God bless you, friends. I hope you can join me tomorrow.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, What Happens When I Die, in which Ralph asks some very important questions. Is there life after death? What will it be like? How do my actions in this life affect what happens when I die? If you'd like a free copy of this booklet, you can go to 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website at renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast.